Today's show is brought to you by a fresh, up-to-date product that plays your favorite music, needs no programming or subscription, has no internet or streaming connection, and best of all, it's free. It's radio. And don't freak out, but its waves are all around you right now.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with
the
that.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
That is so stupid.
Comedy is very subjective.
It's one of the reasons that I'm a winner.
What day is it?
You are not going to believe this.
What? Today is National Just Because Day.
I believe it.
National Just Because Day.
Just because.
Just because.
Just because.
Just because.
Say what?
What does that even mean?
Today is the day to do things without rhyme or reason.
What? Just because of that?
Just because of that.
Happy National Just Because Day.
It's just because.
It's showtime.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the way we roll all the time.
Yeah. Every day. Every day is just because day for us.
We do everything with no rhyme or reason whatsoever.
We don't even have to have a reason.
No, we don't. We don't have to have a reason.
Relax, dude. Relax.
I will.
Relax.
Yeah.
Relax.
Okay. Okay, I will.
I'm trying to.
Yep. The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps. And radio434.com, also on the Alexa.
Hello.
There she is. How does the Alexa work?
It's amazing. It's magic.
I think it's a demon. It's cursed. It's possessed by something. The spirit of, I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, so how do you get our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa device, you ask? Well, it's really simple. You enable the skill. You just do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill.
And she will.
She will.
Hello.
Yep. And every time you want to listen after that, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434.
Hello.
And she will. You can also find us on Spotify, Apple Music, I think Amazon, RSS.com.
Radio Free Europe.
Yep, radio434.com. At your local, what's the auto parts store?
O'Reilly's?
Yeah. We're on a shelf somewhere in O'Reilly's.
One of those. Yep. Yeah, the BBC. So,
yeah, easy to find this program. You can listen to us many ways. Just search for your podcast. You can ask Alexa. You can say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. You can also search all those places, the Mike Show VA, add the VA, and you can watch us on Facebook Live. All right.
Wow.
Tuesday edition of the program. Megan will not be here. However, the folks from Lynchburg Grows will be here.
Excellent.
And we're going to talk about their nonprofit organization along with Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. We also, we're going to recap our weekends. Bill had you had a road trip.
I did have a road trip with my son, Michael. We went to Philadelphia and did the whole Philly Jersey thing.
Nice.
And saw Steve Forbert at a Free at Noon concert at the University of Pennsylvania radio station.
Nice, nice.
And we saw Bruce Springsteen that night, Friday night, at the Philly Stadium.
Holy moly. So you saw two live concert events.
We did in one day.
That's tremendous.
Yeah, and Bruce is just Bruce.
Still rocking it.
3 hours, no intermission, no warm-up act. Comes on at 7:40 and goes until 10:45.
Wow.
And just high energy the whole time. And he sounded great. It was amazing. It was a great set list. I was really pleased.
Tremendous.
Yeah, it was my 17th time seeing him. So.
Really?
So I have a lot to compare it to.
That's amazing.
It was in the top three or four shows I've seen out of the 17.
So would you say that he has gotten better and more seasoned with age? Would you say that he's just at least still on par with the way he was when he first started?
He's at least on par. I would say he is more seasoned.
Okay.
The whole thing is just, it goes without a hitch.
Yeah.
In his younger days, I saw him first in 1975, his younger days, it was a little more loose and wide open, and the band had more of a garage band feel to it, even though they were all good.
Sure.
Now it's a much more tight kind of thing, but he's just, he goes down and he interacts with the crowd. He doesn't just stay up on stage. He must have given away 6 harmonicas to kids the audience. And one little girl held up a sign that said, rock, paper, scissors for a harmonica. And he played with her and gave her one. It was really cool.
That is really cool.
I mean, he's just a really good showman.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
We'll recap a little bit more of that. We also have your 5 random facts. We've got your stupid criminals in the news. And we've got some good news for you. And then a tech startup is using mirrored satellites to sell, get this, sunlight after dark.
Oh, man.
What could possibly go wrong with this?
Oh, man, I don't
this
know.
Sounds like Dr. Evil's freaking laser.
Yeah.
What could possibly
a
go
laser.
Wrong with it? It's a freaking laser.
And we're going to charge $1 million.
$1 million. Yeah. So, okay. So we're going to talk about this. It's one of the co-founders of the former, one of the co-founders is a former SpaceX employee.
There's where the nuttiness comes from.
So this is the story. And then, we've got our top list because of this. Top reasons that night is way better than day.
Oh,
all
geez.
Right. So that's all on the way.
That should be easy.
Yeah. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Sentra Health.
This is a care team at Sentra.
Hello.
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie. How are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right. I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Sentra because it's your life.
And we help you live it.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
Be prepared to lift off with Space Dunk Oreos, stuffed with layers of blue and pink cosmic cream, and popping candies that create a bursting sensation with each bite. Plus, your chance to win a trip to the edge of space.
Warning, Oreo is not responsible for crapping yourself during liftoff. Navigating in zero gravity can lead to unexpected somersaults and disorientation. Beware of floating cookie crumbs in microgravity, race for milk blobs, and levitating double stuff. Bathroom access is limited for lactose intolerance. Zero gravity can trigger space sickness. Keep a cosmic barf bag. May cause a paradoxical state of cosmic confusion. Travel responsibly.
Mm-hmm. The Mike Show. Hi. Lots of things up in space. Lots of things. Lots of things are orbiting our planet. Now, I saw what I thought on Saturday to be a shooting star. And you know, if you're into those kind of things for mystical reasons,
yeah.
You know, I saw it and I happened to be very frustrated at the time with a few technical difficulties that were going on, which shall remain nameless at this point.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, there's this shooting star going across the sky.
So was it just a short burst?
Yeah,
but
it was really bright, and it went, and that was it. Now, it could have been some space junk.
Could have been.
just falling to Earth.
Could have been.
Yeah. Maybe like this. There's a company And one of the co-founders is a former SpaceX employee. One of the employees is a former SpaceX employee. That's, yeah, they're trying to put a constellation of satellites into orbit. No, not to give you internet.
No, because we already have that.
Not to detail the weather.
No,
not to help you navigate better on Earth.
What are they up there for, Mike?
They want to give you sunshine at night.
Automobile?
That's the wrong one. They want to give you, take two, sunshine at night.
Why would I want that?
I don't know.
I like to sleep at night.
I don't know why you would want sunshine at night.
I don't want sunshine at night.
Well, why do you want sunshine at night?
I don't. I don't.
So, okay.
I want darkness at night.
So
sometimes I want darkness during the day.
It can reflect sunlight and direct it anywhere on Earth.
So they're going to have mirrors?
What could possibly go wrong? This is like some Dr. Evil frickin' laser stuff.
And they'll charge you $1 million
to direct it anywhere on Earth. Russia. I said Russia. Actually did a proof of concept decades ago, and it worked. Although it did burn a hole in everybody's retinas. It's mainly designed to help big solar farms keep generating power at night.
Okay.
But anyone can go to their website and fill out a sunshine application. I said a sunshine application. The deadline to apply is October 23rd.
This is if you can't afford to move to Florida.
You'll need huge tracts of land. A pretty big plot of land to get approved, though.
Yeah.
Each patch of sunlight will be 3 miles across, so your neighbors might not be wild about it.
Not too wild.
But, okay, so think about this. This would be a Tabitha Abbott jam. I said it would be a Tabitha Abbott jam. So
how so?
I could see Tab lighting up downtown for an event and having sunlight on downtown.
Wow.
Let's not tell her about this.
Or like what if the police wanted to use it to, like, if there was a high crime area somewhere?
You mean like Sting?
No, not like Sting.
Oh, law enforcement.
Law enforcement, yeah. What if they wanted to light up an area of high crime or something at night to try to see if they could prevent crime?
Or to deter crime.
Man. That's what I'm talking about.
And what if...
Is it prevent, deter, similar?
What if a big music festival wanted to keep it lit all day and all night without bringing in light generators?
Yeah, there you go. Could happen.
I mean, it'd be perpetual sun.
Yeah. I don't personally like it, but
I think that would be maddening. I like twilight.
I like darkness.
I wonder if they have different settings. Like can you take your remote when you apply, do they give you a remote and can you
need to dim it? Does it have a dimmer? There's a dimmer switch. That's what they need, is a dimmer switch.
They need a dimmer switch.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Yeah, wow. We've spent enough on that, I guess.
It is not clear how much they're planning to charge, but it will not be cheap. And don't expect to have sunlight 24 hours a day, at least not yet. For now, you only get... What? What?
You only get what?
4 minutes worth of sun.
No, come on.
What is the purpose? This is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's...
Now it's ridiculous. Now I could see...
It was moderately ridiculous. Now it's completely ridiculous.
Well, I could see lighting up a festival or something. But now, it's only going to be 4 minutes worth of sun?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, they're hoping to start the initial test run in late 2025, and that brings us to our top list.
Excellent.
Okay.
What is our list?
Well, some tech startup inventing a way to bring sunlight to you in the dark, which raises the question, who would ever want this? especially after you consider today's list. Top reasons, the night is way better than the day.
Okay.
Okay. People are less judgmental when you spend it drunk at night.
True.
Top reasons, the night is way better than the day. Everyone sees the Christmas lights you never took down from your trailer. Top reasons, night is better than day. It's easier to keep driving after you hit a cyclist. What? Oh, God.
That's not horrible. Right.
That's not right. Top reasons, the night is way better. Way better than the day. Gives Joe Biden an excuse for being in the dark. No, sorry.
Come on, lay off, Joe.
No, I can't. Top reasons, night is way better than day. Based on the movies, it's the only time Batman fights crimes.
Oh, all right. Yeah, we need that.
Top reasons, the night is way better than the day. Ryan Seacrest gets to show off his teeth glow.
Wow.
Top reasons, night is way better than day. Who wants to jam to Sister Christian by Day Ranger?
Fair question.
Top reasons, night is way better than day. The only moon you see during the day is Plumber's Crack. And top reasons, the night is way better than the day. Duh, you don't have to listen to this show.
There's a break.
Yeah, anyway. The Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition. Bill, you bouncing?
Yeah, I gotta go.
All right. Bouncing like a tigger. You have a great day.
Yeah, you too, buddy. Thanks a lot. Had a good time.
And we will see ya. Coming up, we got news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centra.
You sure do.
Yep. I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centra, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. Matthew Fox will star in a Yellowstone spinoff. It's part of a new California law that guarantees every star in Hollywood gets their own Yellowstone spinoff. Flavor Flav worked as an attendant on a Southwest flight. That's right, an airline that's always late hired someone who wears a clock. Wallet Hub named West Virginia the country's least hard-working state, making West Virginians scoff and ask, does Wallet Hub know how hard it is to build a trailer park meth lab? The planet Mercury may be a major source of diamonds, but here on Earth, we have the most valuable diamond of all. This is not headline news.
No, it isn't. The Mike Show. Hi. So, thank you for joining us. Young people hate phone calls. A recent poll found that 23% of people under 35 never answer the phone. So if you're calling them, you better have a good reason. 2,000 people were asked to name the most acceptable reasons for calling someone instead of texting in 2024. We're going to get to them, but I'm going to say this. I am of the age and I guess, well, I'm Gen X and I'm also of the professional level where I feel that a phone call is warranted. versus texting in a lot of occasions. And I'm not going to bug somebody, you know, with a phone call just if I need a quick answer on something, or if I need somebody to send me a quick, you know, file or just something, anything that can be done in short order. If the text takes more than one text to get the point across, that's an email or it's a telephone call. And if it's a particularly, if it's a very, very important situation and you're trying to explain yourself thoroughly, that's a phone call. If it is a time sensitive thing, it could be an email to further explain things. But anyway, I digress. Here are the, in these people's opinion, this was the BBC, U-Switch. Here are the reasons that are most acceptable for somebody calling instead of texting. Let's do it from the bottom up. That's the way I like to do it. To share a negative health update. Yeah, that most definitely, that's a valid reason to call versus texting. When you're lost or trying to find someone, like if they're out somewhere and you're trying to meet up with them, okay, calling in sick to work to announce positive news, like you're pregnant, yeah, to book things like a hotel or restaurant reservation. I mean, a lot of places you can do that online, but I personally like to speak to somebody and actually get the reservation. And I'll tell you what. I'm not really dogging on these guys. I'm gonna dog on one person. There was a barber shop. Now my barber stopped barbering for health reasons, and hence this. Okay, this did not start off as a fashion statement. It really didn't, and I was so freaking close to getting a haircut. And I went to this one place, and they do things by reservation only. And not only that, it was reservation only on their website. Well, I walked into the place, and there were four barbers, and they were all standing around just chatting, and there was one barber that was actually working. So three barbers doing nothing.
I said nothing.
And one barber just was actually working, okay? And then the receptionist person. And so I went up and I said, hey, I understand your sign says by appointment only, but I see you have some barbers that aren't barbering. Is there any possible way that I could get my hair cut? And the guy looked at me and he goes, well, we do everything on our website, sir. I said, uh-huh. I know that. That's what your sign said. However, I'm here. You're here. They're here. Clearly not barbering. Let me go online for you, sir, and see if I can find you an open time slot. Uh-huh. Okay. Hey, guys, you're not busy, right?
No.
Okay. This appears to be an open time slot. I don't think you need to go on the computer or your website to determine if this is an open time slot when three barbers over there have said this is an open time slot. And he proceeded to continue to type. Well, the only time I can get you in is 4:30 this afternoon. It's 1:00 in the afternoon. There are three barbers. They're standing around doing nothing. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'll tell you what. Never mind. I'm out.
I said I'm out.
But I digress. Getting back to this. This is the most acceptable reasons for calling someone instead of texting, but I jerked the wheel to the left. I apologize. Anyway, when you want to wish them a happy birthday, to show support when somebody's going through a tough time. You don't want to text them, "Hey, sorry, buddy," to inform someone of a death. I said of a death. Yeah. Which goes along with to share a negative health update.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Now, that would not convey over text very well. And it's that's the type of news you don't want to get via text. And for a general chat. So you just want to catch up. You know they're not working. But if they're under 35, you still might want to text first. "Hey, you got a sec?" So there you go. All right. Coming up, what are we going to do? Oh, yeah, we're going to get smart. We've got your five random facts. That's all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman with Share Greater Lynchburg. Share is an online platform that helps neighbors discover ways to support, serve, or shop for over 150 local area nonprofits all in one place, 365 days a year. You can learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
K-H-F.
And now it's time for
five
random facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, probably shouldn't. But if you say any of these five random facts back, wherever you happen to be, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Yeah, maybe. All right, here we go, number one. Have you ever wondered which animals fart? Hyenas, manatees, dogs, bobcats, and American cockroaches all pass gas like humans. Even some fish, like the herring, although they use it more to communicate. Most birds do not fart. Neither do most amphibians, including frogs. Bats don't, possibly because they digest their food too quickly. Neither do sloths. They digest really slowly. And their gut microbe does produce methane, but that gas is absorbed and then breathed out.
Walter the farting cocker spaniel. I got it.
He was just the farting dog. Walter the farting dog. Now I have to look it up. Walter the farting dog book. Images. There's a whole series. These are amazing. Oh man, I wanted a big picture of it. I'm just gonna share the whole image screen here. Share screen. Walter the farting dog. I love this series of books. They were banned in some places, by the way. Not just Walter the farting dog banned from the beach, but they were actually banned in some places. Poor Walter. All right, number two. There's been one high school dance at the White House. It was the Holton Arms School's prom in 1975 when Gerald Ford was president. His daughter was a senior at that high school, and oh, by the way, her and her boyfriend broke up right before. Number three, the first college football game ever involved a Canadian school. The game was between McGill University from Montreal and Harvard in 1874. It ended in a 0-0 tie. Oh, by the way, they also played a soccer-style game that Harvard won 3-0. Number four, the idea of detectives using magnifying glasses actually came from Sherlock Holmes. He used one in the book A Study in Scarlet in 1887, and that image stuck. And then number five, Samuel Morse, the guy who invented Morse code, really wanted to be an artist and only got into electromagnetics in his 40s once he finally declared his art career to be a flop. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random facts.
Yep. The Mike Show. Coming up. We have sounds. We're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. It's called Audio Vault. So stay tuned for that. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra because it's your life.
And we'll help you live it.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition of the program, and that brings us Cher Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. Each and every Tuesday, they bring us a guest, and today's no exception. Bill.
Yeah.
Who, Bill off camera, who do we have today?
We are just so lucky today to have two terrific representatives from one of my favorite organizations, which is Lynchburg Grows. We have Shelley and Bethany both here today, so we're extremely happy to have them.
Hey, gang.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. One thing, Bill, in our pregame speech, we didn't mention the fact, or did you? And I just wasn't paying attention.
Wow.
We had one guest that was very, very upset with me because they felt that I was not paying attention to them because I wasn't making eye contact the whole time. And according to them, all I was doing was playing on my computer. So, and it was an older person, but just so that everybody knows, my camera's here and your camera's there. So I'm looking and I'm producing the segment.
Awesome.
So,
I thought you were like playing, you know, Fortnite or something.
Well, you'll never know, will you?
But he anyway, actually is.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for joining us. Two things. First off, Lynchburg Grows Camp was my daughter's favorite camp.
Yay.
And she has been in so many different camps. She's been in theater camp, pottery camp, this camp, that camp. I mean, she
Camp Lejeune.
and she's been so busy over the summer but your camp was her favorite. That's awesome. She's really hoping that, because it was for littles this time, and she's really hoping that you'll do it again next year, that she can be there for next year.
Yeah.
So no pressure.
Just don't, but lots of pressure.
Yeah. Don't base your life around my, you know, my kids' wants and needs.
No,
like I do.
You know. But that's awesome. I'm so glad she enjoyed it. This was our first year doing it, and we, you know, didn't know how it was going to go. Yeah. And but all the kids seemed to really like it, and one kid started crying because they thought they were aging out and wouldn't be able to come next year.
That was my daughter.
Oh,
well,
okay.
I don't know if she was crying over it, but yeah, but
someone shed tears.
Yeah,
that was a concern.
Could have been her,
and it very well could have been her. but yeah, she really loved it and was really hopeful that you guys would. Be able to, you know, age adjust so that her age group could get in.
Awesome.
So, yeah, it's just food for thought.
Yeah.
That's no awesome. Pun intended. Or pun intended.
Pun taken.
Yeah. And then the second thing, you guys noticed our cupcakes here that have been here since April. All right. And
they still look edible, don't they?
Do they? You asked if it was somebody's birthday today.
I did. I thought that maybe they were a day old, you know.
Uh-huh.
But maybe you guys had cupcakes this morning.
No. No. Nope. So, it's important to have fresh, locally grown produce, correct?
Correct.
and maybe watch what you eat and the things that are in it.
Yeah, you know, it's totally appropriate to have cupcakes like that when you're celebrating.
Sure.
And enjoy them, but you know, if they're here from April, I can't imagine what they look like in your gut, you know?
I can't imagine what's in them, and
yeah.
And does that stick around? But anyway, that's not why we're here.
Nope. But it's fun to talk about.
I don't know. It might be a little frightening.
It's a good segue into why Lynchburg Grows is important to this community, and tell us a little bit about what you all do and how long you've been around and anything else we should know.
So we are a 7-acre nonprofit farm. We're located right in the heart of the city, so we're behind City Stadium. So if you ever go to a baseball game or a football game, you can kind of look over the top of the stadium and see our greenhouses. We've been around for 20 years in October, which is really exciting. Our mission is to work with the community to provide access to healthy food and employ people with disabilities. So those sound like two very different missions. But our farmers with disabilities, we have 5 farmers who come in every day in the morning, and they do the bulk of the work. They do a lot of harvesting, honestly, most of the harvesting, planting, turning over beds to get them ready for new crops. Bring all that produce inside, they process that and send it out into the community. And then the community receives that produce through our CSA program, which is a membership program. We have a farm store. We also have a vegetable prescription program. So we work with doctors who, work with patients who could benefit from, you know, some nutrition education or diet change. And then we fill their prescription by providing a class and fresh produce. And we also donate to other organizations who are doing great work. And then we have things like camp and field trips and, educational programs like that.
Wow. That is really amazing. And my understanding is before it became Lynchburg Grows, there were roses grown in the greenhouses. And in fact, I think some of the roses were used at the Kentucky Derby.
And in the White House.
And in the White House.
Yeah.
So
wow.
It's got a really cool history.
Rich history. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you were a recipient of the Century Fund grant.
From the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. Yeah. Which is an annual $100,000 grant. And
tell us how transformative that was and how that helped Lynchburg Grows.
Yeah, absolutely. So we were lucky to be recipients last year, last June. We got the $100,000 grant, which went toward a capital campaign we were looking to close very urgently. Costs had increased due to the rise in material and construction costs during the pandemic. And so we really had to close this campaign. And GLCF came through for us, you know, with that grant, really helped us get over the line to finish one facet of the project, which was really important, the PowerShed renovation. And that space has created really the only indoor meeting space that we have at the farm. It's a dual purpose building. There's a half of it has been converted into a barn storage space, and the other half is a classroom where we will be hosting moving forward starting this year now that it's finally finished and getting furnished.
Nice.
Finishing up that project and hosting FreshRx there, as well as other community education. We used it this summer for Camp Grows, so the kids spent a lot of time there.
That's fantastic.
So GLCF really helped us get over a hurdle there, and we've finished that campaign officially this year, and so we're wrapping up the final facets of the project.
Well, that's awesome.
That is great.
You guys have a big event. 20 years.
20 years, baby.
This is tremendous. I know. Tell us about your anniversary dinner.
So this is, we're calling it our 20th anniversary greenhouse dinner. It is going to be a big dinner at Lynchburg Grows. It's going to be in the back lawn. And we are working with local chefs to provide all the food. So Lynchburg City Schools, they are doing the appetizers. They have a really cool program called that they're working with called Brigade. You should go look that up. It's really, really amazing. And so they're providing all the past apps. And then Candace Vinson from the Glass House, they're doing the main course and sides. Isabella's is providing the salad. And then for dessert, we are working with Craveables, the ice cream truck that employs people with disabilities. And so they're going to bring their ice cream truck and everyone gets ice cream. So we're really excited about that. Most of the produce that's used, almost everything actually, is from the farm, which is really cool. So you'll be sitting on the land where the produce was grown, which is really cool.
That's fantastic. What is the date of the event and time, and where do folks learn more and get tickets?
Yeah, so it's September 7th from 6 to 9, and you can learn more at our website, lynchburggrows.org, and you can purchase tickets there. You can also go to our social media to get quick information if you don't want to go to our website, but you should because it's a great website.
That's fantastic. So what are some of the next phases or next steps for Lynchburg Grows? Where do you want to be over the next 20 years?
Great question. We just received funding to help with a strategic plan. So right now, the staff and board, we're working on kind of what we want to do over the next 5 years. So we really want to continue growing in the areas that we're already working. We want to figure out from the community what the needs are, how we need to be flexible, or continue doing what we're doing. So, you know, I think right now we just want to focus on, you know, continuing to build a strong foundation and then go from there.
That is fantastic. You can learn more by visiting ShareGreaterLynchburg.org for Lynchburg Grows and 180 nonprofit organizations throughout our area. If you are part of a nonprofit organization and you are not on the SHARE platform, what are you waiting for? It's free. So get on there now. Learn more at ShareGreaterLynchburg.org. And it is a program and part of the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation that Bill can speak to. What does Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation do, and how much do they impact the community
of
nonprofits?
The foundation has been in existence for 52 years now, and it was started by a local banker who had the idea that there should be a foundation that helps nonprofits in the community. So every year the foundation provides grants of around $2 million to 180 or so local nonprofits. And in fact, the fall cycle for grant application ends September 15th. So if you're in a nonprofit and you want to apply for a grant, you should go online on their website and do that by the 15th. And it's LynchburgFoundation.org is where you would find that. So the Greater Lynchburg Foundation is a terrific organization. I got to be the president of it for 7 years until I retired 2 years ago. And it was a real gift to be a part of that organization, and it's a wonderful thing for this community, and I'm just really proud to have been a part of it,
and still kind of a part of it.
Yeah, a little bit.
At least, at least as a spokesperson from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Bill, thank you. Folks, thank you so much for joining us. Learn more about Lynchburg Grows. What is your website directly?
www.lynchburggrows.org.
All right. Very easy. Thank you so much. It's the Tuesday edition of the program. Coming up a little bit later on, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman with Share Greater Lynchburg. Share is an online platform that helps neighbors discover ways to support, serve, or shop for over 150 local area nonprofits all in one place, 365 days a year. You can learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centra.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centra, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF!
Alrighty, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. A recent poll said that 71% of Democrats in college say they wouldn't date someone who would vote for Trump. I mean, that could really lessen the dating pool until now.
Dating is hard. During election season, forget about it. So if you're a Democrat looking to date other Democrats, try DemDates.com. At DemDates, you could be a he, him, his searching for a she, her, hers, or maybe a they, them, theirs trying to match with a she, her, they, them, or even a he, she, they. You could be LGBTQ looking for an AOC, or a single mamala who desires a man who's not only in touch with his feelings, but also believes billionaires should pay their fair share. We support your right to choose at DemDates.com. Membership is easy. If you can pronounce Kamala's name correctly, you're in. Not available in Texas, Florida, the South, most of the Midwest, and Idaho. DemDates.com, where libs find love.
There we go. Problem solved. All right, let's go to viral videos. The bidet. Oh, yeah. They're very fancy. I think I like them. But anyway, I digress. I guess people will allow anyone to record and post them doing anything these days and be comfortable with it. Well, there's a video of many men and women trying a bidet for the first time. Most don't know how to activate the water, and all are surprised when the water shoots up. Here's just part of it.
It seems like an unnecessary splashy car wash experience for your bum.
Is it an on button?
Crank up on it.
Just crank it?
Yeah.
Oh man, here we go. Wait.
Ow! Woo! This is like a nice little shower without taking a shower.
The accuracy is pinpoint.
I didn't know you could warm the water up too. That's a nice little touch.
I feel like I need a towel to wipe, not even tissues, because everything's sopping wet. I like feel like I gave birth to like 18 water balloons.
Good Lord. All right. Let's skip that. Skip that. Skip that. Let's skip that. Oh, let's go with this one. A New York City woman.
New York City!
Spoke out about how she quit her job teaching to work at Hooters. Here is Ellenson Chavez talking about how she ended up at Hooters and what she likes about it.
Hi, my name is Allison. I'm currently working at Hooters. I left my 10-year teaching job when I was like elementary school, special education, teaching for 10 years as a teaching assistant. I wanted to make a career switch into tech, so I did that legal phase. I entered a book here. Unfortunately, it didn't work out with the applications. I'm still currently working into getting into tech. What I like about working at Hooters is the fact that it's flexible. I like to network, meet different people. It costs me more money than I've been making when I was teaching.
Okay. Let's see. Michael Keaton did a parody of Hot Ones where he interviews himself as Beetlejuice. Here we go.
First of all, welcome to the show.
How long is this going to take? I got to get to the spa.
Who are some of your influences?
Well, Napoleon was a pal. Bieber, of course, for obvious reasons. Caligula was a wild man, I gotta say that.
How are the ribs, by the way?
This is eerily reminiscent of a guy I ate in Seattle. I got a question for you. Who the hell are you?
All right. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. A new 2024 survey came out that says almost a quarter of young people don't answer their phones. We talked about this earlier. Here's comedian Louis C.K. on how far telephones have evolved and how we take the advanced technology for granted.
Everybody has a phone in their pocket. It didn't used to be. You had a phone. Just a few years ago, nobody had their phone. It was just the phone. It was this thing, the phone, that was in a room in your house. And then you had to dial this thing. There was a rotor, and you had to turn and go... You actually hated people with zeros in their numbers, because they made you do, well, this guy's got a zero and a nine. How badly do I want to talk to that piece of It's too much work. Now we have this, which is amazing. We have these phones that you can call in an airstrike. And it's wasted on the generation. I swear to God, we are. We're the worst people so far. Because we have this beautiful thing and we hate it. Never saw a person going, look at what my phone can do. Nobody does that. They all go, thing sucks. I can't get it to think. Give it a second, would you? Could you give it a second? It's going to space. Can you give it a second to get back? From space? Is the speed of light too slow for you? Can you just take a little breath?
And there you go. That's your Audio Vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. All right, coming up, we are going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in .news. And then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions, and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
You gotta love the juice at Jersey Mike's. That zing of real red wine vinegar and olive oil blend is even better than the zing of a first kiss. No offense to Brenda DeMarche. It was a fine first smooch for me behind the bleachers. But there's nothing like when that zing of the juice hits your lips for the very first time. Years later, Brenda and I shared a Jersey Mike's sub with extra juice. We had a better time because neither of us had braces.
Add a flavor zing with the juice. Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in .news. A 30-year-old wedding photographer in Minnesota is facing charges for filming the bride naked. I said naked.
Nice Bieber.
Thank you.
I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
While she was getting ready in her bridal suite, he set up a hidden camera that recorded her in her underwear with her top exposed. Police were able to identify the 27-year-old bride, who watched the footage and confirmed it was her. The wedding was back in 2020 at a venue 90 miles south of Minneapolis. Police only found out about it because the photographer's wife turned him in. She gave them a thumb drive that had the video plus more sexually explicit material on it. They didn't elaborate on what that other material is, but it doesn't sound like this was an isolated incident. The guy's name is Mitchell Ringness. It's a great last name for a wedding photographer, I guess. Too bad. No one's ever going to hire him again. His website is still up, though. It promises to provide timeless yet captivating photos and videos that will do justice to your uniquely perfect love story. He's due in court next week, facing one misdemeanor charge of interfering with privacy. The maximum sentence is $3,000 fine and 1 year in jail. And then there's this. Good Lord. A woman in Tampa named Dominique Amorosa runs a nonprofit with her mom called Rags to Riches Animal Rescue, and they've been looking for the right person to adopt a 2-year-old pug with special needs. His name is Bluey, and he got hit by a car a while back. He's still happy and full of life, but just needs a special wheelchair to get him around. Over the weekend, a woman who wanted to adopt him came by Amorosa's place to check him out. But it turns out she had other dogs, so Amorosa decided she wasn't a good fit. And the woman responded by pulling out a gun. Yeah. They were outside when the woman grabbed the gun from her car, cocked it, put it to the back of Amorosa's head, made her crouch down, then pressed it up against her temple. Amorosa screamed, which prompted a neighbor to come outside and call 911. Thankfully, the woman left. No one was hurt.
She puts the gun to the back of my head here, makes me crouch, and then she moved it to my temple. This is where I got the cut. I don't know what was on her gun. That's why I started just screaming a bunch in hopes that someone would come out, and my lovely neighbor came out and saw her with my mom and then ran in her house to call 911. Next thing I knew, I hear her cocking a gun. In like the span of 3 to 4 seconds, I had the gun to the back of my head, to my temple, and then before she walked off, she pushed it off my forehead.
Police tracked down the woman and confiscated the gun. Last we heard, she hasn't been arrested yet. They're still deciding what to charge her with. Amorosa says she hopes that they just get her off the streets, calling her a very scary person. She and her mom said they'll continue looking for a good home for Bluey. Let's see. We did that one. Hillsborough County, Florida, has reported that over 2,300 drivers passed school buses illegally the first week of school when the stop arm was extended. Here's Sheriff Chad Cronister talking about the issue.
Passing a school bus with the stop arm extended is not just a traffic violation. It puts children in danger, which is why this isn't just about following the law. It's about protecting our kids and giving parents the peace of mind they deserve.
Absolutely. Two young boys, speaking of buses, they were dropped off at the wrong bus stop on their way home from school because the driver said it was the end of the route. Here's Sheila Demas with her 7 and 9-year-old talking about what had happened.
It was the last bus stop of the route, and we're the one of the first bus stops.
I was like very confused. I was like trying to tell them that you skipped our stop, and like, can we go back to the school? He said, no, we cannot. He cannot do that.
My heart sank. The school was very apologetic. I have not heard from the supervisor of the transportation department. I have tried to reach out to her a couple of times, left messages.
Yeah, I would be in that person's office the very next day. A missing 9-year-old boy in Brooklyn was found when a news helicopter saw a child who fit the description sitting on the family's rooftop. Here is CBS News New York's Dan Rice talking about how he spotted the boy from the chopper while reporting on the story.
So as my pilot, Eric Ross, and I were circling around the building, we came across a person sitting in a chair over here on the rooftop. We zoomed in with the camera. It appeared to be the child that fit the description of the missing child. Now, our CBS New York News assignment desk, they called the police department. They sent officers from the 61st Precinct up to the rooftop, and sure enough, they found the child sitting in the chair. They gave us a thumbs up as they went down with the child and were able to reunite him with his family just a few stories below.
All right. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment. A 102-year-old woman named Manette Bailey just became Britain's oldest skydiver.
Hello!
There she is. And raised more than $13,000 for charity in the process. Here she is, 102 years old, skydiving. Here she is giving out some wisdom.
About to go up, I'm delighted. Don't stop, just keep going. And in the words of my very old friend Humphrey Scrimgeour, when he was in his 90s, he said, Manette, whatever happens, don't give up anything until you're absolutely forced to.
Okay.
Hello!
There she is. And that is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
42% of Virginia's kindergartners entered kindergarten without the resources needed to be successful. With the help of United Way, 5,630 books were mailed to 550 children enrolled in Dolly Parton's Imagination Library.
One of the reasons I chose United Way over other nonprofits is its ability to reach and connect with all members of the greater Lynchburg community. I am the change, and you can be the change too.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
Visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information.
Well, here, let me make a slight adjustment. There we go.
All right, well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?